Hey, Feds. This question right here is one that a lot of people have been asking about lately because it's a big deal. If you're RIFed, what happens to your benefits? Well, just to set the stage, RIF is another word for layoff. And the private industry uses layoff, the government uses RIF. So when you're RIFed, you're basically typically, not always, but typically given a package and said, great, we're laying you off, we're riffing you, here you go, we'll give you health care until the end of the month, and we'll pay you for 2 months, maybe. Maybe just till the end of the month, maybe till the end of the week, maybe for a year. It depends on a number of different factors, and I bet every agency is going to be different in how they do this. But you typically get something, but often the healthcare ends at the end of that month. Not always, sometimes they carry it over. So you pretty much in the end lose your healthcare. Your TSP is still around though. You get to keep your TSP, you get to keep everything in your TSP, you get to keep access to your TSP. That's all there. Your life insurance, yeah, I don't think you can keep that anymore. And I could be wrong on that, but I'm not sure. I don't think that they allow you to continue to keep that, although they may and make you pay more, just kind of like they do with health insurance, right? If they, with health insurance, what they often do will say is you don't get to keep it, but if you do actually want to keep it, you can, but you're paying for the whole thing. Right now, you're only paying 28%, but you can keep it for even longer, but you're paying the whole thing. And that could be quite an amount. So really overall, for all intents and purposes, you lose everything, all of your benefits, minus you still get to keep your TSP, and minus you still get to keep what is put into your pension. Now, you could request a refund of what you put into the pension and they'll send you that money. Or you can just keep it there just in case you go back or you're close enough that you could do a deferred retirement maybe. Everyone's situation is different. We go over a lot of these situations in our workshop, but you got to figure out what is right for you. And we make sure that everyone is able to do that. Come join us for one of our workshops and learn what is best for you.